Report, gender ideology will get women killed. Two boxers who failed DIPA gender test cleared to compete as women at Olympics. By Dylan Gwynn on July 29, 2024. Two boxers, Imane Khalif of Algeria and Lin Yuting of Taiwan, have reportedly been cleared by the International Olympic Committee, IOC, to fight in the 2024 Paris Olympics despite their previous disqualification from the International Boxing Association's Women's World Boxing Championships in March of 2023 after DNA tests were ordered amid concerns over their sex. At the time, International Boxing Association, IBA, President Umar Kremlev explained his organization's decision to disqualify Khalif and Yuting from competing in the 2023 Women's Championship Games, according to Russia's TASS news agency. Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition, Kremlev said. However, the IOC said on Monday that both boxers satisfied the eligibility criteria to compete as women. According to the Daily Mail, at the time, 2023, Umar Kremlev, president of the International Boxing Association, IBA, claimed the tests had proven the athletes, including Khalif and Yuting, who will both fight later this week, had Y chromosomes. He added that they uncovered athletes who were trying to fool their colleagues and pretend to be women. But the IBA has been stripped of the right to run Olympic boxing competitions amid concerns over governance, and the IOC say all athletes involved are eligible to compete. WIH current rules viewed as more relaxed than those of the IBA. Algerian Olympic officials were quick to criticize the testing, claiming that it was part of a conspiracy to prevent the African nation from winning a gold medal. Someone who is not under any illusion about the potentially dangerous threat Khalif poses in the ring to female fighters is Mexico's Brianda Tamara, who wrote about how overwhelmed she was when facing Khalif. "When I fought with her, I felt very out of my depth," she wrote on X. "Her blows hurt me a lot. I don't think I had ever felt like that in my 13 years as a boxer, nor in my sparring with men. Thank God that day I got out of the ring safely, and it's good that they finally realized." Both Khalif and Yuting are believed to have differences in sexual development, DSD, a condition where genitalia is atypical to a person's chromosomes, Redux reports. Former Olympic swimmer and women's sports advocate Nancy Hawks had responded to reports of the IOC's decision to clear the trans fighters by reminding all about the differential in punching power between males and females. Imane Khalif of Algeria and Lin Yuting of Taiwan are scheduled to compete in women's Olympic boxing. Despite being disqualified last year for having Y chromosomes, the male phenotype. "Let's remind ourselves that males, however they identify, pack a punch that is 162% more powerful than women. The biggest performance gap between men and women. Gender ideology will get women killed." Khalif is scheduled to fight Italy's Angela Carini on Thursday, and Yuting will fight on Friday.